a wild man.
I want you to struggle, and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:29 p.m. Central Standard Time. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast. Guys, what do you think the strangest digital audio device that's ever listened to this podcast is? It's got to be like somebody tuning in on a Zoom.
Zoom.
Can you get a Zoom?
Got to be a Zoom.
Do you think anybody has listened to us on their Peloton before?
Ooh, maybe someone. I think you can get podcasts on your Peloton.
That would be Spotify. I'm sure
that would be the best if somebody's listening to this while working out. What a horrible idea.
I hope someone is listening to us on a Zoom connected to an auxiliary cord connected to an old style boombox that for like $120 at Walmart. That you would go in and look like 5-disc CD changer kind of thing.
Either that or like one of the original iPods with the clicky wheel. Yeah. They still put all their podcasts onto from their computer. That's what I want. That's the medium this podcast deserves. Anyway, we're Harvard by College and Magnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. It's I, Drew Croson, at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. But you can find me at Son of Crow on Venmo. I am your intrepid host and tour guide through the cosmos that is Auburn football and basketball and soccer. This is a soccer podcast. So one side of me, the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S stands for season's over, no show notes.
No, the S stands for strong bad, because we're going to talk a little bit of Homestar Runner right now.
Oh, man, okay. I'm happy about this.
Go ahead and introduce you first.
All right. Well, I think you just kind of did. The other side of me.
Hey, Chief.
Giving you the full Fort Payne ASMR that you pay so much money for. It is the AU Chief.
Buckle up.
All right, Ryan, what do you have?
So I feel like we've joked on here about the other people that have our Twitter handles, about Son of Crow and Chief.
Sure.
And so my version of that is the person that has at Ryan Starrett. He is from Atlanta and is credited on a lot of the Homestar Runner Strong Bad.
No way.
Videos, yeah. Like he's one of the creators.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have a ton to add to that. I don't think he's like one of the voices or anything, but he's like done a lot of the background work with it.
We've got to get him on the podcast.
I kind of want to reach out to him and just let y'all at it.
Hey, Ryan.
Just body swap with him. Let him. Just let y'all talk to Ryan.
Hey, Ryan Starrett from Atlanta. I'm Ryan Starrett from Atlanta. You made something that Chief and my friend Crow love, and I've never seen because I'm a child.
You know the little General Tso's chicken thing that runs around in the background?
Sure, yeah.
It's got and his name is Ryan S.
Oh, that's right.
That's amazing.
So that's my
can't believe we haven't put this together already. No. When did you figure this out, Ryan?
Like 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to mention it last week.
Were you just looking at Homestar Runner?
No, I actually was looking at who has Ryan Starrett on Twitter.
Oh, okay. And
then kind of just clicked on some like his website and all the different links and everything, and it popped up.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I think I've got the best doppelganger.
HomestarRunner.com. All
right. There's a Homestar Runner wiki. And he's got a page on it.
Amazing. She just you should link that page in your Twitter bio.
You should.
Just take credit for it.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
I was making some awesome YouTube videos when I was 6.
They weren't YouTube videos, Ryan. YouTube is not around yet.
Worse.
They were Flash. Flash videos hosted on a website.
Yeah, this is pre-YouTube. Pre-YouTube.
So, yeah. Did they take these videos and like make them into DVDs you could buy?
No.
I mean, that's what it says on here.
I mean, they might have, but I didn't know.
It says he's listed in the credits for strongbademail.exe under DVD authoring and encoding.
That is hysterical.
Interesting.
My 2-month-old just somehow gave my wife the hiccups. So now they both have the hiccups.
Excellent.
They're leaving the room now.
You're next.
You guys can't see this, but I ripped a pack of WCW wrestling cards from circa 1991.
Now we're talking.
This is what I pulled. I pulled the Sting.
Oh, man.
Check this out.
Like the singer?
Oh, man. Ryan, right now, James Jones is just going to drive his car off of 280.
is it more or less likely that I would know Sting the singer or Sting the wrestler?
Well, that's a good question. Do you not know Sting the wrestler?
Like, I do know Sting the wrestler. Okay. That's the joke.
You're from Atlanta. If you don't know Sting the wrestler and you're from Atlanta, I mean, geez. This is the first thing I saw when I ripped the pack, though. See it. Lex Luger.
It's Luther.
Circa 1991. This is great podcasting. I'm just showing guys. I guess I should give you a better description. Oh.
This was Sting's walk-in music for a while. Yeah. Perfect. This was his walk-out music when he had the face paint, though, that Chief Scott had. Yeah.
He was a much different wrestler in the early 90s than he was in the late 90s and 2000s.
Right. But my favorite wrestler of the late 90s and 2000s was Razor Ramon, who then became Scott Hall. Yeah, but Razor Ramon was a cool character. It was just a ripoff of Al Pacino's character in Scarface. Like, legitimately doing the exact same bits. Okay.
This is a great headshot. This is not a video podcast, so we won't
Boys, we have got a game because we have nothing to talk about. We have very little in terms of news. Oh, actually, you know what? We do have news. We do have news. Our Auburn women's soccer team defeated the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yes, they did.
In the Iron Bowl of soccer. They literally have not lost a home game since November, I don't believe. And it is they're cooking with gas at this point. Now, that I say that, the Curse of Crow is a very real thing. We all know about it. So I need everybody who's driving to tap the top of the roof of their car twice, bam, bam. And everybody who's not driving to just clap once. And that's it. Curse of Crow has been eliminated if you just do that. Auburn
If you don't, then Crow's going to compare Karen Hoppe to, I think, Kevin Durant, maybe, or Klay Thompson. No, Klay Thompson. Yeah. And then everything's going to fall apart.
Yep. I already compared her a little bit to Pep Guardiola once.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I think you did that and we lost like every game after.
Well, they both use a false number 9 sometimes. Anyway. We've got.
Speaking of Sergio Aguero.
I know. Big news gone. For the Blues.
Well, you know why that's happening, right?
Because they're getting messy.
One, he's like 37 years old.
Because we're getting messy?
No, I think it's going to be one non human Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland. That's exactly what we need, though, there at the Etihad. Is a Norwegian super soldier. So, legitimately, Auburn has lost one time in this spring season, and it was on the road at Brother Clem. But otherwise, it is 5-0 win to Kennesaw State, a double overtime tie 0-0 to LSU, a 1-0 defeat against Georgia, 1-0 defeat at Louisville, and 2-1 over the hated Crimson Tide. One loss since 2020 for our ladies. And we host the South Alabama Jaguars on April the 3rd. So if you are able to go to that game, please make it happen. Cap it.
When is this little mini half season over, and when is the tournament?
I'm glad you asked, Chief. On April 16th, Auburn plays Virginia Tech in the city of Bradenton, Florida. Not really sure why that's happening there. That's what it says in the schedule. Then, the NCAA tournament begins April the 23rd.
Okay, all right.
And based upon our schedule from last year leading into this year, I would I mean, if you combine the two schedules, they're 8-5-3.
I think that's all right.
I think they're going to get in. I mean, they are currently 3-1 and 3 at home. One loss at home, one loss neutral. One loss neutral. I think they're going to get in. So, if that happens, you will be the first to know if you listen to this podcast. We are here to break Auburn soccer news. But next, here's what we're going to do. Guys, I have got a trivia game. And I think I was inspired a little by the Texas trivia done on the Split Zone Duo, which was excellent. And if you want to listen to that, listen to that. We like those guys, and they like us somewhat, I guess. We're going to do Auburn trivia. Now, looking at this, it seems to be weighed heavily towards Auburn football trivia. That makes sense. So you guys should know a little bit of this stuff. Okay. Here we go. Prior to being called the Tigers, by what other name had Auburn athletic teams been called? Now, the way it's going to work, I'm going to ask the question. You're going to say your name. So Chief would say Chief, Ryan would say Ryan, and then I would let you go. That's how you're going to buzz in by saying
your name. We buzz in with our names. Mm-hmm. Are we Pokemon?
So, yeah, exactly. So prior to being called Tigers, by what other names had Auburn athletic teams been called?
Chief.
Yes.
Plainsman.
Incorrect, Ryan.
It's the War Eagle Tiger Plainsman, Chief.
Nope. Ryan?
Sorry, what is the War Eagle Tiger Plainsman?
No, Ryan, you have a chance to...
Well, he just...
No, the answer is...
No, if it's not the Plainsman, I don't know what it is.
The answer is none. They have always been the Tigers.
Oh, trick come question. On! That's... No! So, no.
That
no.
is how this game is going to be played, no. apparently. Don't blame me.
I assume these are multiple choice questions you're asking, but not giving us multiple choice.
No, they're not. They're not.
Well, that's a silly. That's a.
This is simply from funtrivia.com. Now, question number two. What was the first bowl game that Auburn ever played in?
Ryan.
Yeah.
Isn't it the Havana Bowl or something like that?
No.
It was in Havana. I'm kind of missing the name on it.
It's not it.
Chief, the Bacardi Bowl.
Yeah.
That is correct. The Bacardi Bowl.
What year was that?
Coach Jack Meagher's Tigers tied Villanova 7-7 in 1937 Bacardi Bowl, played in Havana, Cuba. Guys, bring back the Bacardi Bowl. Havana needs it. We need it. It would be excellent. Nothing problematic about that.
Can we send our baseball staff down there to scout as well?
Yes. with a lot of extra seats on the plane. All right. From 1973 to 1981, Auburn lost 9 straight games in the Iron Bowl, finally breaking its streak in 1982 under head coach Pat Dye. What was the final score of the 82 Iron Bowl, breaking the streak? This is famous here, so from.
Unless you know it, Chief.
This is a famous touchdown that makes it this score when Bo Jackson goes over the top.
Over the top.
So we scored more than 3. Okay. Wasn't a 3-2 game.
Chief.
Okay.
Yes.
35-2.
Going big in the die era.
28.
Incorrect.
Ryan and 21-13.
Ryan's a little bit closer without going over. The answer is Auburn 23, Alabama 22. Nobody gets the point. So currently we've got Chief is up 1-0. All right, what is the name of the quote-unquote official, because the university does not own the Auburn fight song? What is the name of the Auburn fight song?
Chief.
Yes.
War Eagle.
That is correct. Chief up 2-0. This is Ryan. You're getting some blood. Yeah,
I got a little distracted reading some Slack messages. Sorry.
All right. How many games did Terry Bowden lose in his first two seasons as head coach of the Auburn Tigers?
Chiefs.
Yes.
Two.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Ryan, one.
Correct. Yeah.
One.
Ryan.
Come on, Chief.
Auburn. I was thinking we lost two in 94. I'm sorry.
Now, if you're going to ask me who we lost to.
Florida.
Take a wild guess.
Alabama.
Exactly. Yeah. Auburn's record in that span was 21-1. The Tigers were 11-0 in 93. In 94, they went 9-1-1, losing to the Tide and tying the Dogs. That's... And that's why Terry Bowden was fired, y'all. Look, 21-1 ain't going to cut it if you lose to Alabama and tie Georgia. No, just don't look at 95 and
96. All right. Yeah, I came in and screwed things up.
Auburn.
Sorry, guys.
What'd you say?
That I came in and screwed things up. Exactly. 95.
Oh, gross. Auburn once appeared in the same bowl game twice. In the same calendar year, and the year was 1954, what bowl game did Auburn play in twice? Once on December 31st, and then turned around and played it again on New Year's Day.
Chief.
Sorry, actually, time out.
I was about to say, that doesn't really...
They played on New Year's Day of 54, and the next New Year's Eve. That's right.
Chief.
Yes.
Sugar Bowl.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Ryan Orange Bowl?
Incorrect.
I know there weren't a ton of games
only because of geography. The answer was the Gator Bowl. Auburn
lost. Oh, that makes way more sense.
Auburn lost to the Texas Tech Red Raiders 35-13.
Really?
On January 1st, 54. I think it's the only time the two teams have met. Then defeated the Baylor Bears 33-13.
Wow. Was the Gator Bowl a Big 12?
Well, Big 12 didn't exist.
Southwest Conference and... SEC thing?
Sure. I don't know. I'm just asking the questions.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I think we're still at 3-0. No, 3-1.
Yeah, because I got the one win or one loss question.
Yeah. Right. I fumbled that one. The tie screwed me up.
All right. Auburn won the national championship in 1957. Who was the head coach of that team?
Chief.
And...
Chief, I think.
Chief Jordan.
Yeah, there it is. And it may have only been because of a delay on the internet. But... All right, Chief up 4-1. These are questions that most Auburn fans should know. And then interspersed are questions that nobody knows. Two of the most famous calls by Auburn's former radio announcer, Jim Fife, were of two amazingly acrobatic touchdown receptions. Right now, James Jones is already answering this question.
Yeah, exactly.
Both thrown by quarterback Patrick Nix. Uh-huh. Both coming in Hallmark Auburn victories. The first against Alabama in 93. The second was the winning touchdown against Florida in the Swamp in 94. What wide receiver caught Chief. These passes?
Oh, Chief. Come on. Are we allowed to jump in before the question's over?
Chief!
Okay, Chief.
Frank Sanders?
That's correct. If you had only said Sanders, I wouldn't have allowed it. Giving Ryan another chance. Ryan, did you know that one?
I did know that one.
No, I'm giving Ryan half a point. Otherwise, it's a blowout. It's 5-1.5.
So we are allowed to jump in before the end of the question. Okay.
No.
No, wait, what? Oh, this should be a penalty.
But he didn't know. That's why you got half a point. All right. From here on out, no jumping in.
All right.
Take it seriously, you guys. Auburn tasted sugar. This is such a terrible way to say that. Auburn tasted sugar. Three times in Pat Dye's tenure as head coach, 84, 88, and 89, in case you were wondering. What was Pat Dye's record in the three Sugar Bowls he coached?
Ryan, 2-1.
Incorrect. Chief, for the steal.
There's only so many choices here.
3-0.
Incorrect.
1-1-1. Oh, because they tied Syracuse, right?
They beat Michigan 9-7. Lost to Florida State and Deion Sanders 13-7 and tied Syracuse 16-16 in 88. All right. This one is going to be – I am going to go ahead and say that Chief is going to get this one right, and Ryan is not going to know the answer to this. We'll see. In the 86 Iron Bowl, Auburn beat Alabama 21-17 in the final minutes of a game on a reverse by what wide receiver? Guys, I knew this one. You hear this, Josh?
Oh,
Josh and James.
Chief. Ryan.
Lawyer Sammy Tillman. Coates.
That is correct. Lawyer Tillman.
Not Sammy Coates.
Not Sammy Coates.
So I was thinking I was wrong. That's why I was like, oh, I think it's Lawyer Tillman. That's Lawyer Tillman, and I thought it was too easy. So
Chief is on the up. Chief is on the thumb now, guys. 6-1.5. Ryan, you got time. I don't know how many questions we've got, but I'm sure you got plenty of time.
Well, if I learned anything from watching last night, even if I'm down like 11, I can keep fouling within 8 seconds and try and catch up.
It's true. It's a good strategy.
So people have tried it. I mean, it may not work, but.
Or if you're up by 3, you should foul to prevent a 3-pointer from being shot. Anyway, Auburn played its first football game in 1892. Who was the head coach?
Chief. John Heisman.
Incorrect.
Oh, Ryan. It was Donahue, right?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Was it? Wait.
Dr. George Petrie was the
That's right.
He only coached that Rider year.
Three.
Most notably remembered in the hearts of the Auburn faithful, especially AU Chief, for writing the Auburn Creed.
I was too worried about thinking where the game was because I knew the answer to that.
All right.
Columbus, by the way.
Columbus? We used to play in Columbus pretty often.
You had to go play the Doughboys. Down to Fort Benning.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the line from the Creed's Clearwater Revival song. Down on the corner, out in the street.
They're not from Louisiana. Playing.
Yeah. In the 83.
They're all from California.
In the 1983 Sugar Bowl.
Hmm.
Auburn made 3 field goals, its only points. Who kicked those field goals?
Chief. Al Del Greco.
That is correct. This is a landslide. We should have had a different format in which.
I should have asked you all the questions.
No. No, you should not have. In 93, Auburn capped its undefeated season. No, this is stupid. This is the exact same question as the early one. Basically, it's who was the quarterback that came in to...
Bo Nix.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Bo not... Nix? I'm not going to ask that. All right. Chiefs up 7-1.5. Auburn won its first football game they ever played. Who did they beat?
Ryan, Georgia.
That is correct. Chiefs up. Chiefs now up 7-2.5. Bonus point for the score, Ryan.
13-3?
10-0.
Yeah.
Extra bonus point.
You
got
the margin, right?
Extra bonus point for where was the game played?
Columbus, Georgia.
No, Atlanta.
Oh, really?
So, really?
Yeah. According to funtrivia.com.
I'm gonna push back on that.
Yeah, I'm going to look. I'm going to look at Winsipedia because that's the...
Do they think... You know, there's some people that would list Columbus as Atlanta. So,
yeah, this is my favorite.
I mean, Atlanta metro area is massive, but
yeah, it wasn't at that time. But okay,
this
it
is
was
my,
still smoldering at that point, I think. But
this is my favorite question on this whole thing so far because it is obviously written by somebody my age. In 2003, Auburn won the Capital One Bowl as a heavy underdog against a Penn State team with Heisman Trophy finalist Larry Johnson, Grandmama himself.
He's
just kidding, different guy.
Might be crazy.
Larry Johnson at running back. Auburn's defense held Larry Johnson under 80 yards on that day, while this second string Auburn running back stole the spotlight, getting 180 yards. Who was that second string running back?
Was it Trey Smith?
Yes, Chief.
Ronnie Brown.
That is correct. Downtown Ronnie Brown. Ronnie had over 1,000 yards. This backup running back had only had over 1,000 yards rushing in roughly half a season after replacing Carnell during the sixth game of the season at Florida. All right.
Wikipedia does say the first game was at Piedmont Park, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's yeah. That's right. You're right. They're right.
All right. 1983, Auburn compiled an 11-1 record and were considered by many to be the best team in the nation. But apparently, the pollsters thought otherwise. Who leapfrogged Auburn in the final poll to win the national title in the 1983 season?
Chief! My beloved Miami Hurricanes.
Yep. Chief is now up 8-2.
Oh, and a half. Yeah. I'm still on Wikipedia, so Auburn, Georgia played
9-2 and a half.
Auburn, Georgia played in Columbus from 1916 till 1958.
All right. Ryan, you got a chance at this. Okay. The first player in the SEC ever to win both the Outland Trophy and the Lombardi Award was an Auburn player who won both of these trophies in the same year.
Chief. Ryan. Zeke Smith?
No. No,
not Tracy right. Rocker.
Correct, Tracy Rocker. 1988. Zeke Smith. I don't think that those both of those awards existed. I think Zeke Smith was older than Lombardi or Outland.
Is there a? Do you guys know if there's a book about football during?
Hey, Zeke Smith won the Outland Trophy, so I don't want to hear it.
Football during what, Chief?
Reconstruction.
Did football exist during Reconstruction?
1892, right? Reconstruction's still going on, right?
The ESPN's doc about Saturdays in the South had played a little bit into that. I think it was, and it was really well done.
Google says the Reconstruction era was from 1863 to 1877.
The fact that you are actively on Google and getting whipped at this.
Because I'm not listening to your questions. I'm just Googling what I want to see the answer to.
All right. Ralph Sugden coached his last bowl game in 74 with a 27-3 victory in the Gator Bowl. Who did Auburn beat?
Ryan, let's say Clemson, because it's always Clemson.
No.
Chief.
Yeah.
Texas.
That is correct.
Oh!
The Longhorns. Horns down. Auburn beat the Horns. And Shug finished with an all-time record of 5-7 in bowl games. Guys,
so there,
we don't there talk about that enough. Shug Jordan's bowl record was 5-7?
There was definitely some sort of Southwest Conference SEC thing happening in that.
I know who wrote these questions now. All right. Which coach had the best winning percentage in the 20th century among Auburn coaches who coached at least two seasons?
Chief.
Yes.
Pat Dye.
Incorrect.
It's Tom. Oh, I know
who it is. Wait. You said in the 20th century?
In the 20th century among Auburn coaches who coached at least two seasons.
What? Was it John Heisman?
No. Guys, we just went through the fact that Terry Bowden went like 21-1 in 2 years. The answer is Terry Bowden. He went 47-17-1. That is nuts. Mike Donahue comes in second. He went 99-35-5. Dye.
We are making so many people mad right now.
Pat Dye comes in third. Terry Bowden, it took him a couple of years to lose two games in a season. All right. I think Terry Bowden wrote these questions, is what I'm trying to say. All right. What defensive tackle who was a standout player and 3-year starter for Auburn was the number one draft pick for Ryan's Atlanta Falcons in 1988, only to be a disappointment in the NFL?
Because it's the Falcons. Ryan Andre Bruce.
Correct. Ryan, back on the board. We are at – isn't
that – I didn't know who Andre Bruce was until about 2015.
Right.
Because no one ever talked about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he, in 87 against Georgia Tech, he had a pick six as a defensive tackle.
Incredible.
And it got to be the number one pick in the draft.
I've never seen Auburn beat Georgia Tech in my life. That's depressing.
Well, here we go. They have his games as like the reason why he was number one. And it's the Tech game. It's like
my brother went to Tech. He rubs it in quite a bit.
He had three picks in that game. Andre Bruce did against Tech. 3 picks from the defensive tackle position, one of them a pick six, forced a fumble that Auburn recovered for an end zone, for a touchdown, and had 3 sacks and 9 tackles. But was he not getting blocked? Did they not have offensive linemen? All right.
I would have been right, by the way, with John Heisman if it was all time. But he coached from 95 to 99.
So. Yeah, 1895.
Yeah.
All right. On January 1st, 1990, Auburn won its only appearance in the now-defunct Hall of Fame Bowl. Reggie Slack, Auburn's 3-year starter at quarterback, was spectacular in his last game. Whose secondary did he have the pleasure of picking apart that day? So who did Auburn – the question is, who did Auburn beat in the 1990 Hall of Fame Bowl? These questions are worded in a way that it makes you makes us want to think that – author Long Train is like super intelligent.
I don't have a guess, honestly. No, we'll go Penn State again. Why not?
Close, but no.
Chief, Ohio, Florida State.
No, the answer is Ohio State.
Ohio State. I didn't know he ever played Ohio State.
1990. All right, Ryan. All right, we're entering into the second section. This is what we're calling the...
This is a long quiz, man.
Well, it's because I'm just asking every question I can find.
Oh, the Hall of Fame
Auburn
Bowl.
Auburn is undefeated against Ohio State.
Was the Hall of Fame Bowl...
I don't know the answer to this, Chief.
Well, was it played in Canton, Ohio?
Probably. Who knows?
The Hall of Fame Bowl? Makes sense. It'd be a Big Ten thing. Okay.
All right. Guys, this is the lightning round. Each one of these questions is worth 5 points.
Oh, my gosh.
Chief is already up. Was it 9-3?
No, 11-3.5.
11-3.5? We are playing to 20. So okay. Chief can end the game. All he has to do is get 2 right. Game is over. Ryan, you have a chance to just run the table here and win the game. Auburn has had more than its fair share of great running backs. After Bo Jackson left, many thought the running game would take a serious hit. But to their surprise, a certain running back stepped up and blew. This is written by his mom. And blew everyone away in 86, averaging an eye-popping 8 yards per carry and finishing as a unanimous All-American. He would be the 4th overall in 1987 NFL draft by the Green Bay Packers, but sadly his pro career never panned out. Who was this underrated Auburn phenom?
Chief.
Oh, Ryan.
Is it Joe Cribbs?
No.
No.
Was it Little Train?
You have to give me a real name here.
Lionel.
No, it was not.
Lionel James.
I was supposed to say, I don't think he was the 4th overall.
No, the answer is Brent. Brent Fullwood.
Oh, Brent Fullwood. God dang it. James and
W. Drew Mack.
Here's
the
deal.
I'm gonna nut shot from James next time I see him.
We are gonna get the only answer that I will accept for the answer for this question is the full name. Okay.
All right.
The winner of the Iron Bowl gets a trophy. What is it called?
Chief.
Ryan.
Chief.
Foy ODK Sportsmanship Trophy.
What is...
Wrong.
Okay.
Omicron Delta Kappa.
Ryan. Ryan.
The ODK Foy Sportsmanship Trophy.
Jesus Christ.
It is the Omicron Delta Kappa James E. Foy Sportsmanship Trophy.
Neither one of us get the point.
Neither one of you get a point.
Oh, come on.
Did I ever...
I at least got the order, right?
Ryan, were you there... Not Ryan. Chief, were you there when... Foy, James E. Foy came in and let everybody war eagle in the arena.
Yes. It was awesome.
I was there when Alabama didn't show up to deliver the trophy.
No, this is back when they were actually showing up to do the trophy. And then he walked out there older than water. And
incredible.
Did it. All right. In the 1987 season, Auburn won the conference and went to the Sugar Bowl. What team did Auburn play in that game? And it became their first tie in the history of the Sugar Bowl.
Chief. Syracuse.
Yes. Wow.
Said that earlier.
These questions
16
are...
16 points.
Really? All right. Strange things happen when Auburn plays LSU. There was the famous earthquake game. I'm not reading the whole rest of this.
What's the question?
It's like a paragraph long. There was a night where Auburn's gym behind the stadium burned to the ground. Who saw it burn?
Shout out to Tony Barbie.
But for on-the-field wackiness, one game sticks out above all others. and that is the 94 Auburn LSU game. Auburn trailed LSU 23-9 going into the fourth quarter, but ended up winning 30-26. What on earth happened?
Ryan, is it like four interceptions in the fourth quarter? In the interception game, but
yes, it is. The interception game. Auburn intercepted 5 passes in the fourth quarter. I'm giving it to you, Ryan, because you need points.
So he's on 8.5 to my 16.
Three of those were returned for touchdowns. And LSU had the lead. What are they doing?
Especially at the – it's not like at that time.
LSU's up 23-9. Why are you throwing any passes?
Well, that was what's his face, the guy that preceded Saban that lost his job accordingly.
Well, I think he was shaving points, and I think he's what's happening.
Coach Rez Ward of the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, this is like
why can't I remember that guy's name?
The spread was only like 10 points. Let's make sure we get this thing a little closer. All right, Auburn beat USC 16-7 in 1987 in the Blank Bowl.
Chief.
Okay.
USC, the USC.
It just says USC. I'm assuming
it's South Carolina.
USC. No, I'm assuming it's Southern California.
God, this is stupid. The Fiesta Bowl.
Incorrect.
87.
Wait, I thought the 87 was the Syracuse.
Well, I bet you this was another, like, one was New Year's Eve, one was New Year's Day kind of thing.
Yeah, this is January 1, 87.
Yeah. Ryan, the Cotton Bowl?
Incorrect. The Citrus Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Fiesta Bowl was
It was the second in the string of 5 straight New Year's Day bowls for Pat Dye.
Interesting that USC came all the way out here for that. That's interesting.
It may be South Carolina for all I know, guys.
The LSU head coach in the 1994 season was Curly Holmes.
Curly Holman.
And then after that was Jerry DiNardo.
DiNardo's, yes.
And then Nick Saban.
All right. In the 20th century, where was the score now?
16-8.5.
Yeah. Great. 8.5. In the 20th century, there were only 5 games between Auburn and Alabama that were decided by a single point. They happened in 1949, 1972, 1982, 1996, 1997. How many of those games did Auburn win? So out of those 5 games, they're only 5
years again, unless Chief's going to jump in.
Yeah. 49, 72, 82, 96, 97. Out of those 5, how many did Auburn win?
Chief.
Yes.
4.
Correct. And that is game.
Boom!
The only loss was in 96 on a last-minute pass by Alabama that I'm sure – Drew McCracken and James Jones still think about that 96 Iron Bowl.
I still think about that one.
I don't.
I don't know anything about it, other than that Auburn apparently lost by 1 point.
It sticks in my crawl. I'll just say that.
Ryan, I'll give you 25 points. I was
maybe crawling at that point.
I'll give you 10 points right now if you answer this one right. In 2000, what JUCO transfer started at running back and led the Tigers to the SEC championship game?
Did I just win?
No, because Chief already won. But I'm glad you knew the answer to that one. I was just more like, if you don't know the answer to this one, you have to retire as a podcast host. All right, let's take a quick break.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
That was
Oh, wait, we got more?
No, that's it. We're back. So,
38 minutes. I just want to say the 93 to 90, well, really 2001, which was the last one that I was in. But I'll say 93 to like 99 were at the peak time of me dealing with kids are terrible and mean to each other about things. So that's like the peak time where I dealt with Alabama fans who just talked so much trash to me.
Yeah.
And looked down on you for being an Auburn fan and stuff like that through those years. So those were decent years. Alabama won a national championship in 92, obviously. But 92 is the first year I really knew, like, that I would say, oh, I'm an Auburn fan.
So, yeah.
Those years in there are special to me just because we beat Alabama enough in that time and went to Sugar Bowl in 93, undefeated season 93.
Yep. Now, Ryan, why is it you didn't know the answers to this question?
Which question?
Any of them.
I knew some of them.
I was a little quicker on the draw on a few. Yeah, that's what happened.
A little distracted on some of them. Look, in about 10 years, I'm going to write the most difficult game of trivia about like the 2013 to 2016 Auburn teams.
Yeah.
And then who's not going to know those?
Me. Will you guys be like senile by that point? Or?
I already half am. I can't remember people's names.
Right.
Things are
honestly,
going.
You guys will probably be less senile in 10 years because you won't have toddlers. So
it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Hopefully, you can come back out of it. We'll see.
And with the advancement in modern medicine, who knows? I may be better off then than I am now by a long stretch.
Grow me a new brain in a like test tube.
Yeah. Guys, let's talk. Is there a reason why the Baylor game is starting right now?
It's well. Here's
that's
my 10 thing.
P.m. Eastern reason, tip.
Is there any reason that they've tipped off at this time every night for the last like two rounds?
Oh, I know that. No reason. We are as a country trending more westward in terms of population centers, but
still, is it more westward or just more towards Texas?
Texas and California. But
like California. Well, California's coming.
Yeah, California's coming eastward.
They're still the number one population center in the country. The most populous state.
I just say they don't feel like they're growing.
Nevada's growing quick. Texas is growing quick. Yeah.
As the world gets hotter, I want to live in the desert.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just waiting for Plano to be oceanfront. It's going to be rad. Never going to sell this house until that's the case. All right, guys, I don't have anything else. We don't have anything else to talk about today. If you like this podcast, make sure you rate it on iTunes 5 stars. We haven't talked about that in a while. It actually does help people find us on iTunes. Plus, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, tell a friend.
Yeah, if you like,
leave a review, we'll read it.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. Just say, hey, these guys are stupid but fun to listen to. So, check them out. Or
like,
anything
hey, you know
like
how
that.
You know how other Auburn podcasts, some other Auburn podcasts are hosted by people who just kind of make stuff up to stir the pot. These guys make stuff up, but not to stir the pot. You should listen to them.
Exactly.
Just say that
there may be some casual libel.
There's a lot of casual libel, but
is that in and of itself casual libels about ourselves?
No,
I don't know. We're speaking. Is this slanderous since we're actually speaking it?
It's not. And not because, and also because we're saying it about ourselves.
Well, that's true.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
How does that work? I don't know. Anyway. Hey, there's a new electric Hummer coming. You guys excited about that?
All right. I'll talk to you guys.
I used to have one as a little kid. It had like a remote control and everything.
The War Eagle.
Have a War Eagle weekend, everyone.